This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad. Khadka with news. Our top story is first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs concerned agencies to formulate educational policy identifying needs of human resources. Nepali Congress lawmaker Krishna Chandra Nepali presents claim for the formation of new government in Gandaki province. Additional 5,225 people recovered from coronavirus infection in Nepal today. 3,750 new cases confirmed today itself. And G7 to donate 1 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses to poorer countries. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has directed all concerned agencies to formulate educational policies and programs by reviewing the required human resources for the nation. Addressing the 7th meeting of the Medical Education Commission today, Prime Minister Oli, who is also chairperson of the commission, opined that review of the required human resources for medical sector was essential. The Prime Minister also said the production of human resources without any specific requirements would create unemployment problems in the nation. Nepali Congress lawmaker Krishna Chandra Nepali has presented a claim for the formation of new government in Gandaki province with majority signature of 31 province assembly members. In line with the Article 168 of the Constitution, Province Chief Sita Kumari Podel today called for province assembly members for picking a new chief minister within 3 p.m. Saturday. The opposition comprising Nepali Congress, CPN Mao Center, Rashtriya Janamorcha, Janata Samajwadi, and one independent assembly member had put forth province assembly member Krishna Chandra Nepali as chief minister. The Home Ministry has directed district administration offices and security officials of 77 districts to move ahead with an action plan in order to make country's economic activities affected due to COVID-19 more functional. The Home Ministry, at the direction of the newly appointed Home Minister Khagaraj Adhikari, issued a 12-point circular to the district administration offices and officials of security bodies of 77 districts. The Ministry has also asked them to actively involve in the control of COVID-19. A spokesperson of the Home Ministry, Janak Raj Dahal, said that they had sent circular as per the direction of Home Minister Adhikari. Additional 5,225 people have recovered from COVID-19 infection in Nepal in the last 24 hours. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the total number of people recovered from the coronavirus infection has now reached 520,816. The recovery rate from COVID-19 infection now stands at 86.2%. Similarly, as many as 3,750 new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed today. Meanwhile, 68 more corona-related deaths have been reported today across the nation. With this, the total death toll due to COVID-19 has reached 8,305. According to Health Ministry's data, there are 75,275 active cases of coronavirus infection across the nation till this date. The Ministry of Health and Population has listed 10 types of zoonotic disease. The first national workshop to prioritize zoonotic disease organized by the Epidemiology and Disease Division took a decision in this regard. Division Director Dr. Krishna Prasad Podel said the listing of zoonotic disease helps them their control and treatment. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Here we take a short break.
Hello.
के गर्दैछौ?
हाम्रो बिहेको शपिङको लागि आको नि बाबा मम्मी सँग।
ए हो र? अनि मेरो लागि के किन्दै छौ?
बाबा मम्मी यति हुनुहुन्छ के सोच्नु हुन्छ होला उहाँले? मलाई त कस्तो लाज लाग्छ। भरे राति बोलौं न ल।
अहिले फ्री वाईफाई छ के अफिसमा? बुझ न। भरे कसरी गर्नु?
मेरो हुनेवाला श्रीमानज्यूलाई यति पनि थाहा छैन कि क्या हो?
के थाहा छैन मलाई?
एनटीसी को अनलिमिटेड नाइट भोइस प्याक राति 10 बजेदेखि बिहान 6 बजेसम्म।
ए हो त है, मेरो वाइफ त कति स्मार्ट। अब त रातै
आउँछ। अब रात तपाईको
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। राष्ट्रिय जनमोर्चा हेज अगेन रिलिभ्ड गण्डकी प्रोभिन्स एसेम्ब्ली मेम्बर कृष्ण थापा अफ द पोस्ट। In today's meeting of Gandaki Province Assembly, Speaker Netranath Adhikari informed that a letter sent by the Central Office of the Rashtriya Janamorcha and Gandaki Province Parliamentary Party mentioned the removal of Thapa from the post of Province Assembly Member. Earlier, the Supreme Court had issued an interim order to reinstate Thapa to the post, who was relieved of the post from Province Assembly Member for carrying out activities against party's decision. The Education and Human Resource Development Centre today decided to include textbook supplies in emergency service for prompt delivery. The decision was taken to ensure a smooth supply of textbooks to all schools across the country at onset of new academic sessions next week. Owing to the enforcement of prohibitory orders, the books have not been supplied to the respective areas till this date. Five girls aged 10 to 13 years have drowned in a pond today at Lakshmipura Mukhiyapatti, Musaharnia 6 in Dhanusa district. According to the district police office, the incident happened at around 12 as the girls went to a nearby pond for a bath. And the deceased have been identified as 12-year-old Lakshmi Nia Yadav, 10-year-old Chandra Kumari Bhagat, 13-year-old Manju Purbe, 12-year-old Chandani Thakur, and 12-year-old Lalita Saha. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. The G7 leaders are meeting for the first time in-person talks in nearly 2 years with an expected pledge to donate 1 billion COVID vaccine doses to the world's poorest countries. The Club of Leading Economies Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States say a joint approach is the world's best chance for recovering from the global health crisis and tackling climate change. The global coronavirus vaccination and climate change are due to be the focus of the summit between the leaders of 7 nations. A speeding bus carrying dozens of pilgrims has overturned in the southwest Pakistani province of Balochistan, killing at least 18 people and injuring 42 others. The accident took place near the town of Khuzdar, around 260 kilometers south of provincial capital Quetta, early Friday morning. The bus is reported to have been carrying pilgrims on their way back to Sindh province after attending a religious event in the Wa area of Balochistan. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places of Province 2, Bagmati Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhapashim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs concerned agencies to formulate educational policy identifying needs of human resources. Nepali Congress lawmaker Krishna Chandra Nepali presents claim for the formation of new government in Gandaki province. Additional 5,225 people recover from coronavirus infection in Nepal today. 3,750 new cases confirmed to date itself. And G7 to donate 1 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses to poorer countries. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also look onto our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the morning tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.